لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. أطيعوا الله وأطيعوا الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. الحمد لله that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened our eyes on Islam and He guided us toward the way that He likes, and what He likes is what He ordered His servant to follow. And He showed them what they need to do through His Messenger Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wassalam, where He revealed him the Holy Quran, the holiest heavenly book that has been revealed or has been sent to humanity. Through history of 1400 years, lot of ulama al-ummah, the real ulama, ulama that Allah has opened on their hearts, and he gave them a light that they can see. With that light, realities that they are there, but not everyone can see them except those whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about them, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. And He said about them the meaning of the ayah, وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا, the story of Sayyidina al-Khidr and Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. Now people might say, how they know these realities where we are not knowing them? They know more than what we know. How they brought up that up, how they brought these realities, how they consider that kind of knowledge existing where we were not able to see it? It is a typical question. Today we can ask a scientist and everyone will agree that in this room there are waves lengths that are moving, carrying sounds and carrying pictures, magnetic field, electric fields. We cannot see them. Scientists can see them through their knowledge and through their discoveries. So as an intelligent person, you cannot deny anymore today in the 21st century these scientific discoveries, because they have been discovered. If you speak about them 200-300 years ago, they might say to you, no, that's not reality, this is falsehood. Today they say, no, it's real. Even a child knows it's real. Similarly, there is a knowledge that yet not been discovered by everyone, and Allah gave it to scientists of Ilmul Quran. He gave it to those that they have open eyes, that they can see and they can notice what other people cannot see and cannot notice. So we cannot today say, doesn't exist. It doesn't exist to you, but exists to them. As to scientists, wavelengths exist, and to ignorant people, wavelengths doesn't exist. As proton and electron and neutron exist in an atom to a scientist, and to us it doesn't exist, because we don't have that knowledge. Similarly, Allah gave people whom He likes that they have worshipped Him through their lives. Allah gave them ilm, knowledge that He didn't give everyone. And today, in this session, we try to shed some light on that kind of knowledge, which might open our hearts to understand more when we read something. We have to know that Allah has sent the Holy Quran, revealed it to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, explaining every detail that needs to tell us about ahadiyatul haqq, to tell us about the oneness and uniqueness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The whole Quran is an indication of Allah's oneness, because if the Quran was not Allah's word, and Allah's word shows us His oneness, then everyone can say, I can write a Quran, or I can do a Quran. And Allah said, no one can come like this Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Laylatul Isra'i wal Mi'raj, which is in this month of Rajab, He brought him to His presence to open for him an understanding that was not open for anyone before him. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Sayyidah Aisha used to say that وَكَانَ خُلُوقُهُ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ, that the Prophet khulq, character, was the Quran, the Holy Quran. What does that mean? كَانَ خُلُوقُهُ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ. If someone, we say that his character is generous, means he is dressed with generosity, that all his action shows his generosity. If someone, we say he is pious, all his action shows his piety. If someone, we say his character is Al-Quran, means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has dressed him with the Quran. And to dress with the Quran, every letter of the Holy Quran is a different dress.